okay, if you're just proud of your skin color, which is what he just said, right? He's not proud of his skin color, then it's wrong to be proud of being black. It's just that simple. Is this that's logical conclusion? If being wrong, it's wrong to say that you're proud of your skin color, so it's wrong to say that you're proud to be black. But this white lady is like, it's like a den of wolves against this one lady. I'm curious. Let's see how she defends herself. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we're doers of the word, not heroes only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we're going to be learning why white people apparently cannot be proud to be white. Check it out.
I am proud to be white. 3, 2, 1.
None of them. Yeah, for real.
Just be in the middle.
Yeah. Can there be a middle?
All right.
No. Gotta pick a side.
Someone go to the right. Come on.
I don't know which side to pick. Don't think I can. Don't hate you guys.
I almost went there too. It's like,
I think
so,
like,
hard.
Guiltily, like, I'm like happy that I'm not oppressed, but I'm not proud of like things people have done in the
what
past.
Do with you?
When I think of being proud of something, I think of something I worked for, or that I had to do nothing to be white, absolutely nothing, and nothing was taken from me because I was white.
It's like saying I'm a proud white person is a completely different saying than saying I'm a proud black person. Because when you hear I'm a proud black person, I think empowerment, I think strength, I think courage, I think, you know, all these amazing things that the black community has done and accomplished throughout the year.
Wait, pause it. Wait, but homeboy just said that that to be proud of something, you must have done something to earn it, right? So, like, being born black is the same way as being born white. It's the same thing. So, isn't that the same logic? Like, if I were to say I'm proud to be black, wouldn't I be wrong for saying that? Also, this lady asked, like, white people ain't done nothing. Bro, what? Like, what is she talking about? Like, Declaration of Independence, all white people. The Civil War was fought by white and blacks. You got all throughout history, most of history, has nothing to do with black people or really race at all. It's mainly like class, but abolishing the slave trade, white Christians, you know, black Christians too, but it was the white Christians abolishing the slave trade, William Wilberforce. Can I go on? Let's see. What else? Holocaust, right? And fighting in the Axis powers versus the Allied powers in World War I and World War II, mainly white people fighting in those wars, right? To defend our country. And again, it's not that white people are better than black people. It's just that it doesn't really matter. Your point kind of falls flat. Most, and this is not me saying that black people haven't done anything, but most good things that have happened to this country are because of white people. And, you know, and that's not because white people are just better. It's because there's just more white people. Like, this country is like majority white, still is somehow with all the immigration and all the whatever. But so to say that white people, or to say that black people, that being a proud black person is empowerment. Why can't white people be empowerment? You know, I'm half black and half white. Am I half empowered? Am I half like proud? No, I'm proud of the whole me, right? My name is Jaden Hurd. I'm an individual. I'm proud of myself and what I have done. I don't really care too much of what my white side has done or what my black side has done. That has no bearing on me. What has bearing on me is my choices, my responsibility, and who I am and my character, right? As a matter of fact, we'll get into it in a second, but we're going to open up Ezekiel 18 and see what the Bible says about this exact same thing. But play the video.
But then when you say I am a strong, or I'm a proud white person, already there's so much like hate involved in that.
The thing about that is like how you said, someone who says I'm proud to be black, that's empowerment. Why aren't I allowed to be proud to be white? What makes it wrong?
You haven't been oppressed.
Yeah, what are you proud of? Just your skin color? Because yes, that is wrong.
Pause it. So, okay, if you're just proud of your skin color, which is what he just said, right? He's not proud of his skin color. Then it's wrong to be proud of being black. It's just that simple. Is this that's logical conclusion? If being wrong, it's wrong to say that you're proud of your skin color, so it's wrong to say that you're proud to be black. But this white lady is like, it's like a den of wolves against this one lady. I'm curious. Let's see how she defends herself.
So you're saying I can't be proud to be white because I don't have a culture?
No, that's not what I'm saying. When white people say they're proud to be white, a lot of times, at least in my opinion, they're talking about their skin color, that they're not a different race. I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
But as we were talking about, as a proud black person, they've been oppressed, that a lot of their culture was stolen from them. And a lot of reasons that I don't like proud to be white is because it has, the Nazis used it. The KKK used it. I don't want to be...
All right, pause it. So with that logic, by the way, it would be immoral for me to say I'm proud to be black because we've had black rapists in history. We've had black Marxists. We've had black oppressors. We've had black slave owners. We've had black people in Africa kill each other's tribes off, rape their women, rape their children, sacrifice their children on the altars, serve false gods. Today, black people practice cannibalism. Let's see. Should I go on? Just because someone has done something wrong in the past and they happen to be such a skin color doesn't make me against that particular race or against my own race, okay? The only hate in saying I'm proud to be white, by the way, there is no hate. But you know what? There is hate saying that you're not proud to be white because of what other people have done that are your skin color. How about this? Here's a better one, all right? Should we now just say that it's wrong to say I'm proud to be a woman? Because there's been bad women in the past. And dude, feminism, bro. Feminism like amazing? Like, isn't it supposed to be women empowerment? But I thought, when it comes to men, right? I guarantee they would say this. When it comes to men, men have done all these terrible things. They've killed each other. They've hunted each other. They've done all these things. It would be wrong to call yourself a man, or I'm sorry, not call yourself a man. Be proud to call yourself a man, right? It's the same thing. And it's weird because really, race is really more of a social construct. It's more of a, you know, race is a spectrum, like actually, you know what I'm saying? Whereas sex is literally uncontrollable and like, you don't decide that, right? Like you're born that way, you know what I'm saying? And this guy, he why does he like hate his own history so much? There's so much good in white culture, white history. White culture, white history has given us a lot of good things. Prosperity in this country, for one. But why are we so ashamed of that? Again, I'm black and I'm white. I don't just say, man, I hate those KKK. I don't like myself because of the KKK side. And man, I don't like myself because we have cannibalist blacks and we had black slave owners and all that stuff. Like who does that? That's just a weird way of looking at life. Is there more to this? All right, go ahead.
Associated with any of those things. So I'm just gonna completely stay away from that.
Sure, I'm not proud of like what my culture's done, but at the same time, like I would not want to be anything else. If I had to choose another race, I don't know what I would
be. That's fine.
I'm okay with where I am, even though I'm getting backlash
that's completely
being
fine.
White.
As a matter of fact, I'm both, and I don't want to be either or. Like I'd rather be both. First of all, there's a lot of privileges that come with being both. I can say whatever I want. That's great. Without really much backlash. Well, actually, no, I take that back. It doesn't matter what skin color you are. If you say something that goes against the grain, they'll freaking dog you. But I get away with a lot of stuff. I'll say that, though. I will say that. I do get away with a lot of stuff. And it's a shame that it's like that, honestly. It's a shame. But my point being in the first part of that video, your fathers, your mothers, your ancestors, what other people have done in history that is bad has no bearing on you or who you are or what skin color you are. That doesn't matter. Real quick, I'm going to open up the Bible and prove to you that this is the case. So for my producers, we're going to go to Ezekiel 18 and we're going to start at verse 1. I'm going to get my Bible real quick. Give me 1 second. When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic fundamental right? What's happening at big tech companies sets a huge and dangerous precedent for the future. It doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for or what even you believe or what side of the political aisle you find yourself on. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, big tech monopolies and social media sites have instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against these big tech monopolies and their control of the internet, we here at RSBN highly recommend ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches. Video history and everything you click on, they all track it by building a profile on you and then selling off your sensitive data to people who pay them large amounts of money. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or iPhone or tablet, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and this makes your activity way more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more important than this is that ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most about this is how easy it is to use. Look, it just takes one click to protect all of your devices, and that's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Tech Radar. So let's stop allowing big tech companies to revoke you of your right to free speech, and let's revoke their right to your data by heading over to expressvpn.com/RSBN. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you head over to that link, you'll get 3 months free, and you'll also be kept safe from these cyber bullies who want your data. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. Guys, stay safe on the internet, and let's get back to the video.
This proverb, he's about to refute a proverb. God is. He's about to do away with a proverb. By the way, have you guys ever heard of God getting rid of a proverb? That's pretty wild. And that's because Israel was misusing it. And he wasn't. They weren't misusing it in the sense of racism, like these people are. But they were misusing it in the sense of they were blaming their sin on their parents. Right? But you're going to see my contrast with this. In the same way that they blame all that stuff and they take in the blame, God's like, no, you're only responsible for what you have done. Let's read this. Let's start at verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, what do you mean when you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, says the Lord God, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel. So now let's keep reading. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father, as well as the soul of the Son, is mine. The soul who sins shall die. But if a man is just and does what is lawful and right, if he has not eaten on the mountains, nor lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, nor defiled his neighbor's wife, nor approached a woman during her impurity, if he has not oppressed anyone, isn't that a big that's a big thing for them, Micah, if he has not oppressed anyone. So Micah, you're white. Have you oppressed anyone? I don't think you have, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good. All right. If he has not oppressed anyone, by the way, this isn't just talking about blacks. This is talking about everybody. Okay. He said the Lord God to Israel. Okay. So if you have not oppressed anyone, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has robbed no one by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, has covered the naked with clothing, if he has not exacted usury nor taken any increase, but has withdrawn his hand from iniquity and executed true judgment between man and woman, and if he has walked in my statutes and kept my judgments faithfully, he is just. He shall surely live, says the Lord God. So in this context, this white person, we're going to do this. This white person has kept all of God's commandments. He's not oppressed anyone. He's done all good. And he's white. Now watch this. This white person has a son. Since they're doing the same thing, right? They're saying that white people have done things in the past, therefore it's bad to call myself white. But I'm trying to prove that it's based on the individual.
Correct.
Now check what just look at what the Bible says. Verse 10, if he forgets a son who is a robber, so now this is a bad white person, or a shedder of blood, why does any of these things, or who does any of these things and does none of those duties, but has eaten on the mountains or defiled his neighbor's wife, if he has oppressed the poor and needy, robbed by violence, not restored the pledge, lifted his eyes to the idols, or committed abomination, if he has exacted usury or taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. If he has done any of these abominations, he shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. So we have a godly white father and an ungodly white son. And the Lord God is saying the son is responsible for himself, not his father. Now let's switch the roles. If, however, this good white father
begets a son who sees all the sins which his father's done. So now the father is a bad white man, and then now the son's a good white man, which I assume these people are good white people, that they're not out here doing crazy stuff to blacks, right? I hope so. So I assume, but you would say that your ancestors have done bad things, which is fair, okay? So now, let's use your exact example. You're a good white person. Your ancestors are bad. Now, we'll check this out. Verse 14. If, however, he begets a son who sees all the sins which his father has done and considers but does not do likewise, who has not eaten on the mountains, nor lifted his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, nor has defiled his neighbor's wife, has not oppressed anyone, nor withheld a pledge, nor robbed by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry and covered the naked with clothing, who has withdrawn his hand from the poor and has not received usury or increase, but has executed my judgments and walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. As for his father, the racist white man, because he cruelly oppressed, robbed his brother by violence, and did what is not good among his people, behold, he shall die for his iniquity. Okay? So, let's get this straight. Bad white dad or bad white ancestors, good white person, has no bearing on each other. They're individuals. They're bearing their own guilt. So, for you to say, I'm guilty to be white, it is bad for me to be white because of what my fathers did, you're wrong. You're wrong morally, you're wrong scripturally, and you're wrong logically. This doesn't make any sense, okay? But yeah, you're going to say, Jaden, no, that's not true. That is unfair. Let's read the next verse because God's about to debunk that too. Because God's about to debunk that too. Yet you say, why should the son not bear the guilt of the father? Verse 19. You say, so why should I not feel guilty as a white person because of what my ancestors did? The Lord's about to, because the son has done what is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes and observed them, he shall surely live. The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor shall the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. It's just common sense. It's common sense. You do something wrong, it's your fault. It's you. Your father does something wrong, it's his fault. It's on him, and God's going to judge him for that. Does that make sense, Micah? Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I do have a counterpoint.
Sure, lay it on me.
So what would you say to those who say that Western civilization by its very nature is oppressive to minorities such as black folks or Hispanics or Asian, or not even Asians, Asians don't count. Those who are of darker skin color than, say, Caucasians.
I'd like to name a better system than Western civilization has given minorities better opportunities and higher standard of living and more opportunities. We've had a black president. We've had, and this again, America is an experiment where really there's no country that has been more diverse in history. We are the most diverse value country, the most diverse racial country in the world ever. And this is all an experiment. Yet we're showing you equal opportunity, not equity. Ben Carson talked about this a few nights ago. I liked it. But equal opportunity is a Western civilization idea that comes from the idea that all men are created equal in God's image. Okay. Can some people take that and abuse it for their own greedy stuff? Yes. But that's any system. Whatever system you want to throw out there that you think is moral can be taken advantage of. The question is the system itself, like, in its own substance, moral? And I believe that the Western civilization has done the most moral system in the world all throughout history, besides God's theocracy of Israel, because that's all God's law, right? Other than that, 100%, America, and hot take, America, Western civilization, is the greatest system, the most moral system of government, and the most moral system of judgment and values of any system ever created in history. I will debate anybody on that, and I'd like you to show me a better system, because there isn't. And guess what? Any other system that you would name most likely got their values from Western civilization after they saw what was happening in this country. But anyway, that'll be the video. Thank you guys for watching. God bless you guys. Hope you have a good rest of your week, and stay safe. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our locals channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. God bless.